not, you wouldn't say that they had them formally, no. I mean, not as a rule. In fact, I don't ever remember any party that was called a debutante party.
How's that, you know, things are so much different now. Were there very strict social rules about, say, well, you know, nowadays girls date when they're pretty young, you know,
yeah.
Are allowed to go out with boys when they're young. How were things back then?
It doesn't seem to me that the girls are much younger now than that they were when I grew up to start going out with boys. That's what we called it, going out with boys.
Was it
about 13, 14.
There was some sort of formal occasion when a girl was, you know, introduced to society?
No, nothing like that.
Say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
Let's out.
And children might ask after vacation, when does school
begin?
Okay. And say if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say?
He played hooky.
Okay. And he go to school to get
an education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go in the
grade school, primary school.
Which grade or class?
First grade.
Is that what you used to call it when you went to school?
We called it first class.
Not
first grade.
And you say years ago children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
And each
tables.
Yeah. Each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Go to the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie.
In a movie house, an opera house maybe.
Or you'd call that a theater,
yes, theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd have to go to the
hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you would be a
nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
station.
Okay. Or
depot.
Okay. Or you might call that the rail.
Railroad station.
Say if two streets cross, say they cross like that. That's not much of a drawing, but if you were at this corner and wanted to get over to this corner, you know, instead of walking across these two streets, you just walk this way. You'd say you were walking.
Catacorner.
Okay. How else do you use that word catacorner? How do you use that expression?
You just use it for anything where you start at one corner and go over this way instead of going around this way. Catacorner.
And now they have buses in town, but years ago they used to have.
Well, they used to have horse cars.
What's that?
Horse cars.
What was that?
A car drawn by a horse instead of by mechanics, I mean by the gas.
What about something that had running on tracks?
Well, a trolley car. But the trolley car, originally the trolley car wasn't a trolley car, it was a horse car.
When did they have the trolley cars? When did they come in?
I don't know. I never did see the horse cars. But I know the trolley cars, of course.
Say, if you're riding on a bus, you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I want
to stop, to get off.
Okay. And here in Adams County, Natchez is the
county seat.
Okay. And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
order.
Or another expression for that, they say law.
Yes, maintain law, law and order.
And